My beloved, I'm droning in silence. My whole system is so content, I don't even feel hungry. For the first days, I just wait, not even wait, just relax, breathe, and watch as the dust swirls and then gradually settles. Because now I know it's always will. It's my own experience from all the times I have come to the retreats. I have full trust now. And the silence is the greatest support for me to settle. And as the dust settles, so the beauty reveals itself. Only my silent tears of gratitude can try to describe this experience. There is just love. I did not know before that this kind of love existed. You opened my heart. Thank you, I love you always, Malika. It exists. No, you wrote again. Beloved Master, today in satsang, when you talked to Samara, I suddenly got afraid that I was hiding for you. So this is very good, because I got so many letters. I mean, I got so many letters all the time. But after that, because this came up, if you're hiding from me. So the master's work is very paradoxical, because first he has to try to get you into silence, which happened the first letter you wrote. You're just in silence. But then I have to provoke you. If anything can provoke you, I have to disturb you till there is nothing left to disturb, no? So this is very good. I certainly got afraid that I'm hiding from you. Are you? That's the thing. If you're not hiding anything, then this doesn't come up then. I have to go on shaking you up till there is nothing more. Many times I say everything will come up in one way or the other. The work is not only to bring the good side, the light side, loving side, that has to also come up, whatever is in you, and you have much unconsciousness, much darkness, much fear, all these things, no? So if you are really with me, then you enjoy it, you, wow, something new. Sometimes you think, ah, no, everything is fine. Maybe I'm enlightened already. And then suddenly just something stirs you up. Relationship is a very good one to disturb your meditation. Things like that. What I have noticed more and more the last years is that when I experience some problems, some desire, anger, these things get my mind very active for some hours or days. Then it is like they have burnt out and fade away. What you all should learn is that not get so, it doesn't matter what, just don't get so involved in the mind. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. You just do your thing, functioning beautifully in life, focused in the moment. Then whatever comes up is just bubbles. That's the art. So now I have this idea that these things are not worth writing to you about, as they are not really problems, because with some patience they disappear. Yeah, don't put much attention to them. Everything will disappear. That is the whole art of going in, of meditation. If you don't pay attention to them, if you don't hold, if you don't grasp things, then it cannot stay. Because the mind is always moving. Then sooner or later, hopefully, you get that this mind is just moving anyway. Let it move. I'm not the mind. And as soon as you don't pay attention to the mind, which is like you're putting petrol on the fire, you take the energy back, then slowly, slowly, the mind will slow down. It might take some time, because it's so used to going. It's like when you bicycle. Then you stop pedaling, the bicycle still go, no? Just be patient, and sooner or later you follow effortlessly. You come to a stop. And it's not worth to write about. So I feel more to share with you when I have beautiful meditative experiences and when I feel my heart expand and melt into love and devotion. This also, no need, just keep it in the heart because I feel. Just drop the good and the bad, then what is left? That is just you as a natural human being. Don't get attached. First, of course, many times I remind you, you have to change the negative into the positive. That is work. Many people hasn't even started on that consciously. That can be a lot of work. It depends what kind of horse you are, of course. But you know, you write, and I know, you have a distance. So you know, you can observe. So now the next is not to, first people, whatever happens, they react. So they can be nasty, or they feel like they have to take revenge, or they have to, becomes like a ping pong. The next thing is to take notice that this is no need to do anything, no. You just retreat more. Then you don't get so involved like you've always been doing unconsciously. Because you have an image, you want to be helpful, you want to be spiritual, you want to be goody-goody, you want people to like you, all these things. You drop it. That means you have so much more space for yourself. You start living your life. Then all that energy you put into your own life. Just enjoying little things. Then you feel you get much more presence. You become more conscious what you are doing. It doesn't matter what you do. It is your presence into the moment. The focus for everyone is what you do, what you become. To be known, to be beautiful, to be successful. All this, to have money, everything is out there. Nobody is really conscious, what am I doing with myself in this moment? How conscious I am? Who am I? Who is this person who wants things to be different than what is? It's the isness that is important. Isness is my business. That is the best business. So this is a kind of business of isness seminar. Even though these beautiful meditative experiences also do not last forever, but they feel more real and worthy to share. Whatever comes and goes is not real. Let it come, let it go. Rest in that which is there all the time. My suggestion. Everything that comes and goes is not real. But very good to change negative things into positive. Very good. Because when you are changing negative things into positive things, then you feel happy, no? You smile, you transform that face into, yeah? So just that is a great transformation. No? That is what you can do. Then everything after you have done this, then you go deeper. You cannot approach the divine from a sad, long face. God don't want, even God, who is so much compassion, he doesn't want, just close the door. My God. But when you smile, then you get interested. No? But then it comes a time, just drop both, just be silent. I have created some kind of mind strategy to deal with the troublesome thoughts and emotions. It is that I imagine that I write to you about them, and then they get clarity by replying with words. Words that I have heard you say in satsang or read in Osho books, and I feel it helps me a lot and brings much lightness to heavy thoughts. Yeah, whatever helps, you feel helps, that is right. And that also will change on the journey. Whatever helps, you use it. Then the next, more you trust yourself, more you love me, more you love yourself, more you trust me, then slowly, slowly, your own heart will come. I will speak through the heart yourself. You don't need to think about in the books or what we have said. No. You will hear it in that moment. You know, everybody knows what is right. But this is how the mental activity and the emotion functions. When they function, you don't have access to that. So being more meditative, more contained, more relaxed, more in tune with the moment, you relax into that state of your being where you get that answer, you know. Then you just have to trust that. Trust that you know. But I want to share this with you because today I got worried. Maybe it is just a trick of the mind and not good to do it. Also, with this feeling that my challenges are not really problems and are my responsibility to clear out, has also brought some arrogance for other people's problems, and that feels unkind. Yes, arrogance you have to drop because it's not nice. Have arrogant people, no, it's not nice. That you know yourself. You should, the more you grow, the more responsibility. The more you, if you don't know, then you can be a fool, like most people. Then they can be angry, then they can be arrogant, then they can be wicked, then they can be evil, then they can be murderous. So the more you grow in consciousness, the more responsibility you have. And you come from that, you have been there, so you should know how difficult it is when you are lost in the darkness. Then compassion, understanding. I'm not saying you need to be involved, that depends on the situation. But arrogance is no good, because then it's the ego that comes, that I'm better. And people are suffering with all kinds of things, no? In reality, it's nothing. It's self-created. But look how difficult I have, even with seekers, even with you, that you realize that yourself. It's all self-created. It's all mental. It's just emotional garbage. But it's so real for you. So if you start getting some distance, then also have compassion with people who are lost even deeper in it. Like I read about the Zen masters and this, and still you have masters who doesn't pay any attention to whatever you think or feel. But very few people can handle that because it takes time. You are so identified. So if somebody comes to a Zen master, please, please help me, and he just hit you in the head with the stuff, what do you think you will do? You think, oh, master, you will stay there for the next 10 years? No. That has to also be a very, very evolved soul who has that. It was more in the society then. No, you have to understand step by step. And then for me, what I have seen, love, without love, it's nothing is important. Nothing is possible. Because if you start igniting the love in the person, then slowly, slowly you get trust. Because everybody is thirsty for the love, for real, for the real. And everybody has a heart. Just to hit somebody, it doesn't work, because the poor person, like here, for other people, if you see people have problems, you just hit them in the head and say, you have no problem, it doesn't help. Either you will lose a friend or they will hit you harder. No? So the more you evolve, I'm trying in every way, I'm going down on your level to try to talk to you so you can understand. It's an art. How many would be here if everybody come, I just hit you in the head, there's no problem. Not many. So the higher you reach, and the more conscious you are, the more undistilled truth can be given to you. In the beginning, it has to be very watered out because you have no strength to take it. It's too much, it's too shocking, it's too far away. You have too much ideas and lies and dreams and fantasies. So slowly, slowly, that has to go. And that will only go if there is trust. That you see this work. Like you say, when you come, you have, from your own experience, you fall more and more into silence after some days. And it is your responsibility to clear your own problems out, of course. But the better is that be more conscious, don't create problems. That's the next. Now you can see more and more maybe, oh, you created that. You start getting responsible for that. But the less you are playing the games, and that's the whole thing, to be entangled in the old way of doing your things the way you've always been doing it. You have to step out of that and start functioning more conscious. Then you don't create problems. And especially not with other people. Then if you create something, it's with yourself, that you can look at yourself. It's you who created inside you. Then you can solve it. It's much more difficult when you involve people, which everybody does all the time. It's an art. For thousands of years, the seekers, they disappeared into the monastery, into the ashram, into the Himalayas, into the forest, into the jungle. They escaped. Why? Because then they can only be with themselves, they can face themselves, no? It's very good. It's more difficult to face yourself when you are living in the middle of the city. There's always disturbances, always people, always the society, relationship, children, school, education, all these things that is happening, work, ay, 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 money. But if you make it there, then you become very strong. You can live more consciously wherever. It doesn't matter. You don't need to escape. You should be in the world and then show slowly, slowly, when you get stronger, more clear, that it's possible to be happy, whatever you do. You shouldn't show that in your arrogance. You should show that with the love, no? With playfulness. That these problems, then you also can teach them, these problems are not really anything serious. It will pass. Don't worry. Let's have ice cream, my friend. Ice cream almost always works. I tell you, if somebody is still going to the therapist or psychotherapist or like this, just try to have ice cream with your friend. I tell you, much better, much cheaper. I don't want to hide anything from you, and no, I even worried that maybe I write this letter because I got worried that you saw me hiding. And no, I want to be a humble sannyasin. The more I think about this, the more confusion. I have to confuse you, excuse me. As long as there's any possibility to confuse you, I will confuse you. But remember that the mind is only the mind who can get confused. So that's why I have to go on confusing your mind and shaking you up till you are not more identified with the mind. You have some place that cannot be confused, and that's where I want to take you. So excuse me in the meantime. I will confuse you till you give up that identification with your mind. Then everything is clear. So you see, Malika, this was very needed because it came up with something. But I make it clear, I don't want to hide anything from you. Very good. Then I will speak directly to you. Some people, they write long letters to me, many, many questions, but then they also say, please, please, don't read this in satsang. You have to be naked. You have to be yourself. You're still afraid to show who you are, what you're going through. How can I help them? You have to be naked, no? No, you are confused? No. No, we are together. But then I listen to a mantra and relax, and I kiss your picture on the fridge, and I feel light. Yes. That is the way. Forget the rest. Just go on kissing and feel light and relax. And when you are home, you are safe. You can dance, you can sing, you can be silly, and I will just smile to you. No problem. All the rest is just bullshit. In deep gratitude, I love you, Malika. To keep the guru on the altar or on the fridge, and even better, keep him in your heart. And then worship your own heart together, like that. Where's your nice partner now? And she, many years ago, she wrote me, she went going through something, she was away on a Mediterranean day, and wrote a very nice, beautiful letter.
She's with Sami.
You give her my love, no? Remind her, okay? What was his name?
Sami.
Bulbul. I remember, he looked like Bulbul. Like that, a boop, boop, boop. You have to bring, Bulbul wants to come to the beach. He wants to come to the beach. He told me. You know that? You're coming, no? You have understood that. It's a deep need for him to run those little feet, Bulbul, in the sand.
Oy, 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 oy.
Okay? All big and small children likes to run naked in the sand. And especially quite little baby feet from Bergen. They like to come out in the free. Woo! When this one had very little body, then Big Papa took me out in the world. Then the little feet suddenly in the beach. Whoa, in Egypt, India or something. Whoa, I remember. Whoa, so nice. Get the shoes off. Get the raincoat off. Finish. Oh. Just get the raincoat out, the whole world is available.
I used to like to read the poems of Rumi, but I did not have a clue what he meant. Beloved friend, until I met you. Now I know why the Sufis were. It's awfully hard to rest with all this love and fire inside my chest. Understood that Last Supper. I did not know what to think when Jesus said, my body is this bread and my blood this drink. Had he merged with all of creation or found some fountain of you? Now I see what I thought was alchemy is just the literal truth. And you don't need to be a Christian mystic or be born under a lucky star. You only need to be still and ask who you are. Be still and know who. Study scripture or travel far. You only need to be still and ask who you are.
Malini. It's okay. It's okay, okay? It's okay. Just relax. Okay? No problem. Just focus on love. Okay? Not on the thoughts. Okay? No problem. Beloved Babaji, thank you so much for this wonderful retreat. This magic of the silence and the satsangs every day make me feel like always drunk of your beauty and love. Silence also allowed something to come up that was hiding in me for some months. It is something about forgiveness. Last September, my father died while I was traveling back home from Brazil. From?
Ladakh.
From Ladakh. Oh, you went in Ladakh? Oh, I also went. Seems so long ago. In that moment, my biggest fear happened to lose a person I love and not to be present without giving my care and sharing that passage. After waves of pain and emotion, the peace of the surrendering to the real arrived. When you come to the real, then it takes away everything else. So don't get entangled with anything else. Just focus on the real. It was something really still and clear, the consciousness that I could not change anything in this history anymore. It was also a relief to experience how my mind can create nightmares that in the real are not nightmares at all. Everything is a learning. So sometimes these things is the only way that we learn, no? There are no nightmares. So who are you going to listen to now? The nightmares or this one? The death of my father brings the opportunity to see true priorities in my life and allows the rest of our family to find new ways to be together in a new balance. So it's very good, because everybody should meditate on what is my priorities in life, what is important, what is giving me peace, freedom, happiness. That is what you should follow. During the last months, I felt your energy supporting me through this process of letting him go. But under the surface, I felt something was unsolved in me. Something was coming back and back as an echo. It is the sense of guilt that my mind uses to keep me attached to the thought that I was not good enough and that I failed as a daughter. All daughters fail, don't worry. Don't make yourself special. All daughters fail. And more important, all fathers fail. So, if you accept a simple fact like that, you just have a good laugh. But we are perfect failures. Perfect failures we are. Perfect fathers, but we are, can never be perfect in the role. That is a role. What is a father? What is a daughter? It's human beings, no? Who are longing for freedom, for the truth. Otherwise, daughter is just a game. Father is just a game. It is the real that is real. This is just the mind which is playing games, and this is a very good one, because many daughters must have this also. But I tell you, almost all mothers have. Not a good enough mother. So just drop these things. Be yourself. Even if I know that the retreat in Ladakh recharged me and helped me a lot to be present in the process, even if in my heart I know that I did the best I could for my dad and that the time we shared together was a precious gift, even if I feel that he is not angry with me and that our hearts are in peace and that all the love keeps flowing, this stupid, dirty sense of guilt are still there, trying to hold me back. It has no sense. No, it is no sense. It makes no sense either. And anything that doesn't make sense, drop it. Easy. So if you see this doesn't make sense, then why carry it? Most people don't see it, but when you see it, then see it, accept it, and I say it's true. It makes no sense. Everything is fine. I don't want this heavy backpack anymore. I'm ready to let this useless suffering go, to be free of all the shoulds from my history. I'm ready to forgive myself, to start from new. Yes. Do that. If you haven't done it, do it now. Enough is enough. It does not make sense. No, let's start making sense. You with me? Good. To go for the real, you have to let go of the nonsense, no? This is all just mind, the guilt, the problems, the heavy backpack, all that, no? So, but that is also good to feel the suffering, feel the guilt, all these kind of thoughts, to come to that, because you know now that they cannot give you anything, no, except broken back, no, to carry that. That's not why you are here. And that's the last thing any mother, any father would like you to do, to break your back. And when you are free of the body, then everything is like it is, it's no problem. Then you are in the isness, no? So when you accept things as they are now, then you're already preparing yourself to accept things as they are. Everything is like it is. If you can accept that, everything becomes peaceful. Accepting as they are. And that you did your best. Everybody does. And to rest in the heart, listening to its wise voice. What a relief. Beloved, it is forgiveness, the acceptance of things as they are, letting go of my history. Letting go of your history is freedom, because then you don't carry anything, you are here now. And you can only give forgiveness when you let go. And forgiveness can only happen in love. If there is no love, no forgiveness. Love is magic. It can make you forgive yourself, forgive everybody. Then when you have forgiven yourself, forgive everything, accept things as they are, a peace that passes understanding happens. And look at this, Surati, this, the acceptance of things as they are, of course. Because things are like they are. Either we can accept them, beautiful, or we can fight it. You see the stupidity, it doesn't make sense. But that's what we have been doing. Fighting things as they are. No, accept it, everything is good. Thank you for letting this, the darkness, come up, beloved Master of Light. You open my heart and rock my world every day. I love you, Surati. Yeah. And when you have love, when you have trust, then you also, you can deal with any darkness that come up, because it's just release it. Only those in love can forgive. Then you wrote, when in one satsang you said there are disciples that select what to write to you and play it safe, it was like an arrow hit me in the chest. Yes, many people know that arrow. I don't even know that I shoot the arrow, but I shoot one arrow maybe, and then 10 arrows go poof, like that. It's the magic, no? How is that possible? Nobody even saw me shooting any arrow, and you got it straight in the heart, bomb. When in satsang you said that there are disciples that select what to write to you and play it safe, it was like an arrow hit me in the chest. Yes, when I write the letter to you, there is always a part of me that creates an effort, and before the letter can finally enter in the box, I have written it almost 15 times. Correcting the form, the sentences, cancelling and rewriting and trying to find words that are most right. Yes, there are some people like this. They cannot just write. They have to go through it and through it and through it and through it. But trust yourself. Be spontaneous. It's like I said, some people, they write, they manage to write and many things that is real for them, but then they write, please, Master, don't read it in satsang. Hello, should I invite you for coffee and we have a talk about that for the next 4 hours? My God. I justify it with the difficulty to look inside myself, but it's not the truth. It is my mind that takes me around things, avoiding to go straight to the point, and doesn't want to take the risk, and wants to appear as the good one. Yes, good. Now you see that too also. Just drop all that and be yourself. I don't want to talk to this other, I want to talk to you, no? So that is a relief, just drop it. Also, reading the last letter I sent you, I can now read the underneath desire to be a victim and a good disciple. and the sophisticated and arrogant conviction that I could hide this even from your eyes. No, you are just trying to hide it from you. From me, you cannot hide. I don't want to hide anymore from you and play it safe anymore. And I want to be free, to free anything in between, to let only the immense love I feel for you to flow. Thank you for your patience with me, Sarvati. It's just good that this comes up, so you can be just more real in yourself, no? I know the love is there. The love is stronger than all this anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference for me. I'm just watching, no? Just be lighter in yourself. Trust yourself, no? Know you are saying it, you are seeing so much. Stand up for what you see, what you feel, no? Because you have that intuition, you do feel it. This is just all mind things from the past. Don't bring it in to this relationship, no? It's all from the past, there's nothing to do here. I don't want to hide anything from you. And play it safe anymore. Good. How does that feel? Feels right, no? Nothing is safe here, this place. What is safe and unsafe anyway? I don't know. Just amazing, we can sit on this swirling planet through the universe and we are not swept off it. Are you talking about safe? Something must protect us in some way that it wants us to be here. And then relax, what can you do? Imagine, just see if you can see yourself from space sitting on Mother Earth, going around like that through the universe. Don't think about safety. Say, Yahoo! And relax. Beloved Master, I'm writing to thank you for welcoming me in your nest and for radiating your light, your love, clarity and compassion on all of us. I revere you. You are the light of my life, my lighthouse, my teacher, instructor from heaven here on earth. It is so sweet to learn to love. Immense joy in serving you and indescribable depth that you, your presence provide at your feet, Gassi.
Where is Gassi?
Very good, Gassi. Dear beloved Master, I want to use the opportunity to write to you. When you talked about intimacy in satsang today, I could feel how I miss being close to you and being able to share without being anxious about how it is received. Be it with the food I make, with the way I write, talk, laugh, or like now when I write to you. This about being free and live life and express myself. I have been involved in the retreat and in the Sangha for some years, and I can see and feel how this has helped me on all levels in my life. I also see and feel how the victim role has had an impact on my life, my body, my mind, etc. And know only the victim role, not only the victim role, but also the victim attitude. Well, if you play the victim role, you have to have the victim attitude, no? Get it right. I'm all for totality. So if you really want to be victim and hangdog, then you have to have the right posture, like that. When you go like that, then you can have that. You have to get it on. You can watch on YouTube. Most probably, you have many professional victims also. They have YouTube videos for everything. Because it's very dangerous if you are a total victim to like straighten up. Like that destroys that whole image of this, you know? So you have to choose. Either you like open the heart of the world and take the chance, or you do this like this. You can try to make a whole ball, then you are protected. I see this very clearly, but catch myself in wanting to fall back into that track, which sometimes I do. But then I know and feel that I am loved whatsoever. And to feel the love from you and from the Sangha is priceless. Yes, the love is there, whatever. It's just up to you, up to us, how we behave now. That's the thing. It cannot come from the outside. You have to take the responsibility. And that's what you are doing. And the first step is to see it clearly that you, okay, no, it's leaving. I have been in that role. But enough is enough. So then you have to use your own awareness to catch yourself. Whatever that game, I don't know, but I haven't tried that so much in this life. But you will know how it works. So whatever comes up, stop it, no? I catch myself in wanting to fall back into that track, which I sometimes do. No, you have to be very sharp, Damini. Because this is what Baba says many times. It's much easier to fall back, because that is the known. Huh? So this is how it is. You know that role. It's safe in a way. You don't know how it is, the new Damini, if you totally get rid of them. Who is that? But that's where you're going. It is where you're going no matter what. So only you can drag it out a bit by falling back or bring more awareness into it and don't fall back. Wherever you feel you're going, no, you go the other way. Because the love is the same. It's only you. You have created it so you can get out of it. Take responsibility. Is it good? What are we going to do then? What are you going to do? Hmm?
Relax.
Relax, yeah, but not always relax, because... Because when if you relax also, it's a relaxation is... Huh? Sharp, yeah. Yeah. Like that, okay? Because you look at me, yeah, I'm easy to be relaxed, because for me it doesn't matter if I fall back or forward or down or up, it doesn't matter. But for you it matters. If you fall back, you fall into the old. Hmm? So be on guard, that's the thing. You cannot, it's dangerous to relax before you are free. Be vigilant, be aware. I also want to thank the Sangha for the truthfulness and for the clear feedback. I appreciate that. Yes, because now you see it helps and is out of love. In the beginning it's very hard, and many people are still very touchy if you're going to... Little feedback. You're doing very good. Accept it, Damini. Everything is fine. Just be on guard with yourself so you don't fall into that old role. Try a new role. You know that. You know, if you're good in the theater, then you choose many roles. I want to grow and expand. I'm so, so grateful. Thousands and thousands of thanks to this opportunity. I love you, your disciple, Damini. Very good, Damini. Enough suffering. Let's have fun. That's why yesterday in satsang, I clearly understood that I have no idea what love is. The worst is that I thought I knew what it is because of all my ideas, all my convictions about love that I have in my head. Fortunately, you showed me the truth. I really have no idea what love is. I'm not able to feel my own heart. How can I know anything about love? Orlando, where's Orlando? Know how you feel your heart now? Huh?
Better.
Yeah, because I tricked you. Huh? I tricked you. You motherfucker, I tricked you. Huh? You see? You thought you have never been, but I managed to sneak something in there. When you are not aware of your seriousness, then I snacked something in there. And then you felt something, hey, like that. Hmm? You see. Just get out of your own way so I can work a bit on you, then no problem. Fortunately, you showed me the truth. I really have no idea what love is. I'm not able to feel my own heart. How can I know anything about love? Yes, it's like that. You have to lose the idea of who you are. Because the mind is just in control. Just now, when I was teasing you, then you forgot yourself. Then love is there. When you get out of the way. No, I showed it to you. This is how I hit people on the head. I didn't need to use a stick. I used laughter. Much more pleasant, no? Or if somebody is missing the stick. All my convictions about love that I have in my head. Yeah, love has nothing to do in the head. And convictions is just intellectual. And any conviction that you have, it might change because you can get another conviction. That is just nonsense. It's just bullshit. Love is love. How can I feel another one's heart? If I feel my heart, I should be sensitive, delicate, intimate, compassionate, lovely, instead of being so rude, until unfit to go deeper. And that doesn't happen. Yes, this was yesterday. No, I just got you deeper. So don't lose hope, Orlando. The only thing I'm asking is a willingness to go beyond yourself, your ideas, to accept you don't know, but I'm willing to learn. That's what is needed. That is what is needed. Up till now, you've been contained, playing it as safe. But there comes a time where you have to let go if you want to transform. I'm so rooted in my convictions, in my prejudice, in my ego, that I can never feel anything until I drop all of them. Yes, drop all of them. My stupidity and arrogance to believe that I know has already done so much damage, so much pain and suffering I caused with acting unconsciously, and I'm still causing it by not being total in the moment. Yes, this is what is happening here, Orlando. That you have to look at yourself. So it's very good, because now you start seeing the situation. And only when you see your own situation can you change it. But all this is just the head. All the problems is just in the head. Drop the head, which I just did for you, and you are laughing. You're just a human being. All your convictions, all your ideas, all your prejudices, all your comparison, that I know. And it's just pain and suffering, so why hold on to it? In spite of that, my arrogance doesn't bend my head to the evidence. Why am I so stupid and ignorant? Because that is your training. Everybody's training since you were little. It's dangerous to be open. You have to think you know. You have to be strong. You're a man. You can't cry. You can't show any emotions. You have to be serious. This is the game. But it's just a game. It's not you. It has covered your pure essence. All these convictions, all kinds of stupid things. Get rid of that, and the innocence is there. Beliefs and all this is just for foolish people. A sannyasin, a seeker, he wants to explore, or to find out, to know himself. Up to now, you know only what other people have told you, what the society have told you, what the books have told you, what the teachers, the family. Are they wise people? Ask yourself. See how they live. Listen to those that you respect out of your consciousness, out of your understanding, out of your heart. That's the people you should listen to, nobody else. So, for a sannyasin, you have to be ready to explore, to go into the unknown, no? To be an adventurer. To find out who you are. That is the most exciting journey of life. Otherwise, you can stay in the conviction and be depressed. Play it safe. I feel angry with myself for what I'm seeing, and I feel envy for the love I see and that I'm not able to feel. This is just mine also, and don't let the mind come back and feel angry with yourself. Just be happy that now you see. This is also the negative way and the positive way. Either you can be angry with yourself, hit yourself, I'm so stupid, and everybody else gets it. Or you can say, no, I see my stupidity. So first you have to see it, then are you ready to change? That's the next one. You cannot change before you have seen your own situation. So when people say, oh, I've been hiding, but I don't want to hide. Great. That brings you closer. You become more truthful. You speak from your heart. So now you see, don't be angry with yourself, then it's negative. You're giving yourself anger. Give yourself compassion, understanding, love. God, I've been stupid, that's the fact, but I want to wake up. I want to become real. You see the difference? So, do you want? Okay. Thanks for showing the love, Orlando. Pa. Pa 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 pa. Pa 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 pa. Pa. Pa 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 pa. And more will come. Don't you worry. Beloved, I have to share something very strange that happened to me today when I went walking by myself in the forest. I was very happy, in spite of the intense cold that I'm not used to, when suddenly in front of me there appeared a red fox speaking to me with a very angry face, accusing me of having disappeared with her sister 2 years ago. When I came to Norway for the first time in the summer retreat, and right behind the fox, a huge moose appeared, very big with horns that reached almost 3 meters long. It seemed like he was the king of the forest. And with a very deep, deafening voice, which made the trees and the forest shake, he said, Confess, if you infamous, dumb, inhuman hunter, what did you do to our beautiful little fox sister in the forest? After you left 2 years ago, we have never seen her again. And now you dare to show up here again? You should get beaten. Confess it all at once, he said. I stood there still, surprised, sweating inside my clothes, not believing what was happening to me. Well, it is hard to believe. But we believe you. And the big moose was coming in my direction in a very threatening way, saying, confess once. It is no use to lie to us, for we have proof of the crime that you committed. Our sister, the red fox, has a beautiful, perfect tail. And you kidnap her and cut off her tail. And you are wearing it behind your head. Suddenly, beloved, I fell out of my bed. So frightened, sweating, and asking out loud, did anybody see a fox? Or a talking moose around here? With love and gratitude for everything in my life. Yours, Abby. You must have done something in the past that you get these kind of dreams. I don't know what. It can be you have to go into the meaning of the dream, like that. What the talking moose with the 3 meter big antler means in there. Somewhere they must have that, some esoteric science. You have done something wrong. So you see here, if I don't get you, then the moose and the red fox does. Because they are all working for me. Just when I came, then I saw one car. They have the red fox in the back of the car. Who's that? Lina and Hamid, I thought so, because you had also heard about that fox that disappeared and you have a picture on it, yeah. Because that's how we do it here. We put up pictures if you have, it's like, my cat is missing. Where's the beautiful sister red fox? Then we, and Lina and Hamid are driving around all, around the mountains. Have anybody seen? And you? Abi? Oh my God. I tell you a joke, Abi. Okay? Can you handle more? I see you are laughing and crying. A guy comes back with a beautiful fox and tells his wife it is a pet. She asks, where are you going to keep that fox? He replies, of course, in the bedroom with us. But, says the wife, what about that horrible, nasty smell? She asks. I got used to it, so I'm sure the fox will. Meditate on it. I tell you, there is all kinds of marriages and relationships. Nothing to laugh about. Poor fox. Oh, I've been used to the freedom in the forest. Now, oh, these humans. That is just how some humans are. They think it's love, but it's not real love. I have it, folks. I have a fox on my property or my area. I have horses, I have cats, I have fox, I have rabbit, I have hare, I have moose, I have a deer coming, I have kind of raccoon looking thing. All nice people, innocent, no problem at all. Squirrel, birds, beep beep, all happy, no mind. Only humans have problem with the mind. What happened? Let the red fox go, please.